This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The mother of a University of Vermont student who died of hypothermia this month wants to make sure other parents don't have to go through the same grieving experience. 19-year-old Connor Gage died of hypothermia that was exacerbated by acute intoxication. He was walking alone on North Winooski Avenue in Burlington on a night when temperatures were below zero when he passed out. His family has created the Connor Gage Never Walk Alone Fund in his memory. And Dorothy Connor joins me now in our VPR studios to talk about the fund and her son, Connor. Dorothy, thank you so much for coming in. I'm so sorry about what happened to your son.
Thank you, Mitch.
I want to get to the fund in a moment, but I imagine that you want Connor to be remembered more for who he was than for what happened to him. What kind of person was Connor?
Connor was smart, funny. He had a little edge to him as well. He had a kind of a dry sense of humor, and he liked to kind of get you riled up, you know, or if there was a topic that he knew that you felt passionately about, he would really try to get you to engage in that with him. And if he thought differently than you, he would try to persuade you into changing your mind. He liked to be outdoors. He loved to snowboard. Connor wanted to help people. He was a neuroscience major at the University of Vermont, hoping to go to medical school. From the time he was probably 9 or 10, he talked about being a physician.
I'm curious about the fund that you've started in his memory. It's called the Connor Gage Never Walk Alone Fund. What is the main educational message here?
The main educational message is awareness of fellow human beings. You know, if you see someone who looks like they might be in trouble, help them. Buddy system, stick together. If you leave with someone to go somewhere, you leave at the same time together. Another thing is, I don't think young adults understand what hypothermia is. You know, 10, 15 minutes and you're in a dangerous situation. And it makes you think things that aren't quite really real, like you feel warm. So you might take your clothing off. Also, that there's power in numbers. If you leave a party and somebody else is leaving a party and you're leaving with a group of your friends and you see somebody who's leaving alone, bring them into your group. It doesn't have to be forever, just for a few minutes.
Understanding that this is still raw, it's still new, and there are investigations that are still going on into Connor's death. I do need to ask, though, if you feel that there's something more that UVM could have done or should have done to prevent this from happening to Connor?
I really don't. They have a medical amnesty program that if you're in trouble that you can call someone and get assistance and help. At first, when all this happened, couldn't understand why was he alone, you know. I think that's probably the hardest part is, I mean, I think college kids are going to experiment. They're going to go to parties. They're going to go to frats. We would be fooling ourselves to think that we can change that 100%. But the point to me was, you know, when I was younger, like we didn't let each other go alone. So I think that's probably my biggest concern is that he was alone.
There are people who may hear this and say to themselves, well, look, Connor was 19. He was under the legal age to drink in the state of Vermont, in any state in this country. And they may say that he made a bad choice here. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about that aspect of this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And he did make a bad choice. But we all make bad choices. Just so we don't all die from the bad choice. From making a poor decision.
Dorothy, how are you coping with this personally so far? Have you found support groups, other people you can reach out to?
Yes, and there's still more to reach out to. There's a family support group about an hour from where we live, and a colleague of ours I've spoke with. So, yes, I have a huge family support as well. This is not easy, and I don't know when it's going to get easier.
How do you think Connor would feel knowing that his name is being used for something that hopefully will prevent something like this from happening again?
What do I think he would say, or how do I think he would feel? Because those were always aligned.
Maybe both.
I think he would be like, what are you doing? You know, like, I can't believe you're taking my name and you're, blah, you know what I mean? Like, the, how embarrassing. Your typical 19-year-old, you know. But I feel in my heart that he knows he made a mistake. And he wants other people to realize it can happen to anybody. And that pushes me forward.
Dorothy Connor is the mother of Connor Gage, whose family has started the Connor Gage Never Walk Alone Fund. We will have a link to that on our website at vpr.org. Dorothy Connor, I cannot thank you enough for speaking with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.